Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at today's readings, I want to make a couple of announcements here, and I want to make sure that you have this clear. We have very recently completed Advent and Christmas, and now there's very, very little time until Lent begins. So I'm going to say something here. I have a booklet, which you know about, many of you who listen regularly to this program. The booklet is Faith More Precious Than Gold. At the end of the program, I will give you a phone number that you can call and access that particular booklet free. I really want to urge you, even though Lent is a couple of weeks away, the beginning of Lent, I want you to take a look, or if you read it before and don't remember what's in it, I really want to urge you to read this booklet. It won't take you very long. It is a booklet, so it's small. But the Lord, I so strongly believe, the Lord really wants us to grow in faith. Not just to say, yeah, I'm a Catholic, yes, I believe this, yes, I believe that, but does that, as I've said before, does your faith really move in every aspect of your life? Is your faith alive at work? Is it at home? Is it in personal relationships? Is it in recreation and all of those? Is your faith in God at the center of your life? Now, how you do that, the booklet will help you, and I'll say more about that. But just ask yourself, how alive is my faith? Or as someone once said, is it simply a membership in a club? I pay my dues, I attend the meetings, and that's it. That's not faith. That's membership in an organization, but it's not faith. And I want for you the graces and the gifts of faith that were given to you in baptism, strengthened in you in the sacrament of confirmation. I want you to have that faith living. So please read this booklet, information at the end of the program about how to access it. And then I also want to tell you that I am doing a CD similarly to what I did for Advent, but I'm doing a CD, and it will be entitled this, The 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God. Lent is 40 days. So this is 40-day journey, Encountering the Love of God. And I'll let you know how to access that. But I want you to think about these two things, because I want to see you grow in your faith. And it's not because of what I say, it's because what I say can open your mind and heart to the graces and the power of God that perhaps you don't even know are there for you. So I want to encourage you to look at the booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. That's free. And then the CD on Lent, it's called 40-Day Journey, Encountering the Love of God. And that CD will be available to you soon. It is not. You can get the booklet now, free, if you call the 800 number that will be given at the end of the program. And I'll say more about the CD as soon as it is ready. But just know it will be coming in the next week or two. Let's take a look now at 2 Samuel for today. 2 Samuel Chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. An informant came to David with a report. The children of Israel have transferred their loyalty to Absalom. At this, David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Up, let us take flight, or none of us will escape from Absalom. Leave quickly, lest he hurry and overtake us, and then visit disaster upon us and put the city to the sword." As David went up the Mount of Olives, he wept without ceasing. His head was covered. He was walking barefoot. All those who were with him also had their heads covered and were weeping as they went. As David was approaching Bahurim, A man named Shammai, the son of Gera, of the same clan as Saul's family, was coming out of the place, cursing as he came. He threw stones at David and all the king's officers, even though all the soldiers, including the royal guard, were on David's right and on his left. Shammai was saying as he cursed, "Away, away, you murderous and wicked man! The Lord has requited you for all the bloodshed in the family of Saul, in whose stead you became king. And the Lord has given over the kingdom to your son Absalom. And now you suffer ruin because you are a murderer." Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and lop off his head." But the king replied, "What business is it of mine or of yours, sons of Zeruiah, that he curses? Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David. Who then will dare to say, 'Why are you doing this?'" Then the king said to Abishai and to all his servants, "If my own son, who came forth from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjaminite do so? Let him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. Perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses that he is uttering this day." David and his men continued on the road, while Shammai kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. Servants of the Lord are not necessarily saints when they begin the process, not by a long shot. And David here understands that he's done things that are wrong, and maybe this man who seems to be possessed by a demon, maybe this man has been sent by God. You also notice here how much David is weeping that his very own son, flesh of his flesh, his own son is trying to kill him. Those are very difficult times for David. Very difficult times. We'll follow along in that story a little later, but for now, I think it's important when people are attacking you, not that you shouldn't try to straighten it out and restore your reputation if the accusations are false. Of course you should. But it's what goes on in your heart. Are you really given to the Lord that you can entrust your life and your reputation into his hands rather than trying to take the defense of your reputation into your own hands? It's very easy to do. And sometimes God asks us to do that. But the first thing is, Lord, will you help me? Will you defend me? And if we've been following the Lord and righteous, that is, confessing our sin when we fail, trying to do the right thing, when we're living as good a life as we know how to do with his power, God will come. God will help us. Psalm 3 says, "Lord, rise up and save me. Lord, rise up and save me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side, even if the whole world was against you." If you honestly are seeking to follow the Lord and do what he tells you, he will protect you. Not from, as scripture says, the slings and the arrows of outrageous fortune. Sometimes we think everything and everybody are against us. But brothers and sisters, God knows, God is near, God hears, God cares. Let's take a look at least at part of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. And when he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with chains. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up, prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "Legion is my name." There are many of us. This is a demonic spirit speaking through this man who is possessed. And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion. Legion is a name for the devil. Many, many, many spirits. He had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. They knew him to be possessed, or at least to be crazy, as they would say. They knew that. And here they see him in his right mind. And those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. And then they began to beg him to leave their district. They want Jesus out of here. Just get away from us. Even though Jesus had set this man free. They're too overcome. They don't know what to do with it. So get away. Sometimes we do that with God. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. "Let me stay with you." It's the first peace in his life. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Go home. Speak to your family. Tell them what God has done for you. Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him. And all were amazed. Brothers and sisters, the Lord so wants to help us in our circumstances. Even when perhaps through sin, whatever, we've given ourselves over, more over to evil than to good, God wants to rescue us. We're never, quote, too far gone. Never. All it takes from us is a cry from the depths of our heart, "Lord, please help me. Please save me." Hardest thing for many people to say. But if we say it, and if we mean it, God knows that. And he knows what's best for us. He knows what we most need. I've mentioned a book by Dr. Mary Healy, which is a study of the Gospel of Mark. And it's a book available if you go online to renewalministries.net. I'm sure you can access it. It's a very, very good explanation of the Gospel of Mark. She has a number of writers working with her, but she's over it. And I want to encourage you to really take a look at this book, The Gospel of Mark by Dr. Mary Healy. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.